Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, great effort there by your defense against a quality Clarkson team. Your defense really held them from getting a lot of quality shots, didn't they?
Yeah, I thought, just a lot of positive things. Obviously, give credit to Clarkson. They're an outstanding team. And one of the things we mentioned is that's what championship teams do in the third period at 0-0 in their barn. They went out and made a couple plays. But like I told the group afterwards, I asked them this morning, if we just come out and play as hard as we can and play our game, I'll take the results because we're just going to continue to get better. And we certainly gave our chance today. I thought the first 7-8 minutes were outstanding. I thought we were using our speed. We had a lot of zone time. We just weren't getting anything to the net, but I thought we definitely had them spinning a little bit. But then, unfortunately, I thought we made too many mistakes as far as we turned the puck over, and they kind of got their feet, and they certainly had a really solid end of that first period. But I thought we got better in the second period. I thought we got out of the zone a lot cleaner. We were better with our face-off intensity, a lot of little things. And we put ourselves in position going into the third period. It was 0-0. But again, credit to them. They made a play off a face-off, and obviously Dietz didn't see it. And then just a bit of a breakdown on that second goal, and they're one of their better players, sniped it pretty good. So, all in all, happy with it. We need to generate more than the 12 shots that we got. Although I think we certainly had some pretty good looks. We just never got them to the net.
Talk about the play of Erin Dieters. I know she came up with some spectacular saves there, but she came out of the net to go one-on-one against Jaguar there and kind of gave me a heart attack up here. What were you thinking when she did that?
Well, it's kind of how she's going to play. She gambled a little bit. She saw a loose puck. She thought she could, beat the player to it, and fortunately it worked out. There was some scary moments there when she was out above the top of the circle, and at one point we had three of her teammates were lined up behind her playing goal, so we had her back pretty good.
Your freshmen look pretty good out there today. I know I really noticed Tina Campa and Mac Lange on defense today.
Yeah, I thought they were both outstanding. I thought they both played outstanding today.
They came up with some great plays. I know a couple of times there, Campa was going one-on-one with somebody in the corner who was like a foot taller than she was, and you'd never know how small she was out there.
Oh, she's a competitor. She's strong on her feet, just very, very smart. We saw that all the way through her high school career. And she's going to get knocked around at times, but there's absolutely no way that anybody's going to out-battle her and out-compete her because she's got certainly got the heart of a champion, and she plays hard. So, yeah, I was very, very impressed with both Mac and Tina, to be in this environment against this team. I thought they both played very well.
And your freshman forwards look pretty good, too. Great leadership, though, by your seniors. You could tell that they were just cool and calm there. Between Terrace and Thibodeau on their line, each of their respective lines, they just held it together for your team. There was no panic.
Nope. I thought Summer had a really strong game, just typical. She's so hard on pucks. She does a great job on the forecheck. And had she and Riley were teamed with Lindsay. I thought didn't worry so much about line matchups. I thought that line did a pretty good job in terms of how they had to play against certain matchups, but I thought they did a nice job.
What's it going to take to get a win here tomorrow?
Well, we talked about, we've seen them. We know what to expect. It's going to be a battle. We just got to come out. And I told them I think we can generate more offensively, just being a little better. They're going to make you earn it, though. That's one thing. This team that we're playing is not – they play a very, very solid team defense as well, and you got to keep working hard. We got to get more pucks to the net. I think you saw at the end there, when she doesn't see it and we get people in traffic in front, it's a little different story. But, she's an outstanding goalie. She's huge. She takes up the entire net, and you got to work hard to get pucks to her. But, again, we just got to work a little bit, try to create more in terms of getting chances and then just try to create a little more chaos and try to make her uncomfortable.
Sounds good, Coach. Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Kelly.